Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, MoneyGPT, AI and the Threat to the Global Economy by James Rickards, explores how advanced artificial intelligence could collide with fragile financial structures and institutional decision-making. Known for writing on currency conflicts, systemic risk, and the limits of forecasting, Rickards frames AI not as a neutral tool, but as a force that can amplify speed, scale, and complexity across markets. The book situates today's generative AI boom within a longer arc of financial innovation, arguing that automation and data-driven models can create new forms of opacity and interconnectedness. It also raises questions about who controls the models, what incentives they follow, and how errors propagate when machines influence prices, credit, and policy in real time. Rather than focusing only on consumer productivity, the narrative centers on macro-level vulnerabilities, market liquidity, bank stability, sovereign debt, and the credibility of central banks. Rickards invites readers to think about AI as both an intelligence advantage and a systemic hazard in an already leveraged global economy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, AI as a new source of systemic risk. A central theme is that AI can turn ordinary market stress into systemic events by compressing time and widening the blast radius of mistakes. In traditional finance, human decision cycles, compliance checks, and operational frictions slow down contagion. With AI-driven trading, automated credit decisions, and machine-assisted risk management, actions can cascade across firms and markets at machine speed. The book emphasizes that systemic risk is less about one bad actor and more about shared dependencies, tight coupling, and hidden correlations. If many institutions rely on similar models, similar data vendors, or similar optimization goals, they can behave like a single giant entity during shocks, all buying or selling together. Rickards also highlights the challenge of interpretability. Complex models can be hard to audit, which makes it difficult for boards, regulators, and even engineers to understand why the system is behaving a certain way. That creates a gap between accountability and control. The topic connects AI to familiar crisis mechanisms such as liquidity spirals, margin calls, and forced deleveraging, but argues that AI can accelerate and synchronize these dynamics, increasing the odds of sudden discontinuities. Secondly, model monoculture, feedback loops, and market fragility. Another major topic is the danger of model monoculture, where many market participants converge on similar strategies because they share training data, benchmarks, and optimization methods. When everyone learns from the same historical patterns, they may also share the same blind spots. Rickards uses this idea to explain how AI can generate self-reinforcing feedback loops. If a model detects weakness and sells, that selling can create the weakness that validates the model, prompting further sales. Similar loops can occur in credit markets when automated systems tighten lending after a signal deterioration, which then worsens real economy conditions and increases defaults. The book also connects feedback loops to narrative formation. AI can summarize, amplify, and distribute interpretations of events at scale, shaping investor psychology and volatility. Even when individual models are statistically sophisticated, the system-level behavior can be brittle because the models interact. Rickards argues that stress testing and historical backtests can miss these emergent properties, particularly when markets face regime changes, geopolitical surprises, or policy shifts that are not represented in the data. The practical warning is that resilience requires diversity of methods, slower circuit breakers, and governance that treats correlated automation as a single point of failure. Thirdly, AI, central banks, and the limits of economic control. Rickards extends the AI debate into monetary policy and central banking, where credibility depends on managing expectations under uncertainty. The book considers how policymakers might use AI for forecasting inflation, monitoring financial conditions, and designing interventions, while also warning that reliance on AI can create new vulnerabilities. Forecasts are not neutral outputs, they shape decisions, and decisions change the economy that the model is trying to predict. This reflexivity can be intensified by AI because faster analytics can encourage more frequent interventions, making markets more dependent on policy signals. The topic also explores how AI could affect the information environment for central banks. If market participants use AI to anticipate policy moves, front-run liquidity facilities, or exploit communication patterns, the signaling channel becomes noisier and less effective. Rickards typically emphasizes that models fail most dramatically during crises, when correlations shift and human behavior changes abruptly. In that context, AI may provide false precision. The book's broader point is that central banks already struggle with long lags, data revisions, and political constraints. Adding opaque AI layers can widen the gap between perceived control and actual control, increasing the risk of policy errors and credibility shocks. Fourthly, security, manipulation, and the weaponization of financial AI. A further topic is how AI systems can be attacked, manipulated, or weaponized in ways that spill into markets and payment networks. Rickards draws attention to the financial system as critical infrastructure, where trust and integrity are as important as liquidity. AI introduces new attack surfaces, data poisoning that corrupts training sets, adversarial inputs that cause misclassification, model theft, and automated disinformation that triggers runs or volatility. The book also considers incentives. If profits can be made by nudging an automated ecosystem into predictable reactions, malicious actors may attempt to exploit those reactions. Beyond outright cybercrime, there is the strategic dimension. States and well-resourced groups can use AI to influence commodity markets, currency expectations, or the perceived stability of banks. Even small disturbances can become large when automated systems amplify them. Rickards highlights the governance challenge of assigning responsibility when failures are distributed across vendors, models, and counterparties. The topic underscores that financial AI is not only a technology question, but a national security and resilience question, requiring robust authentication, redundancy, human oversight, and clear protocols for shutting down automation during anomalies. Lastly, preparing for an AI-driven crisis and protecting wealth. The book also focuses on preparedness, how individuals, institutions, and governments can reduce exposure to AI-amplified shocks. Rickards generally advocates thinking in scenarios rather than point forecasts, emphasizing liquidity, diversification, and an understanding of how crises spread. Applied to AI, this means identifying where automation concentrates risk, such as highly leveraged strategies, fragile funding markets, or critical clearing and settlement functions. The topic considers practical safeguards like circuit breakers, model audits, independent validation, and layered decision rights so that humans can override systems quickly. It also points to the need for transparency about data sources and incentives, because models will optimize what they are paid to optimize, not necessarily what is socially stable. For readers concerned with personal finance, the preparedness angle translates into building resilience, avoiding excessive leverage, holding adequate cash for shocks, and diversifying across assets that behave differently under stress. Rickards often discusses the importance of understanding monetary regimes and geopolitical risk, and the AI framing adds a new catalyst for regime breaks. The overarching message is not to fear technology, but to respect complexity, plan for discontinuities, and treat AI as a force multiplier of both insight and error. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who follow markets, work in finance or technology, study economics or public policy, or simply want a clearer framework for thinking about risk in an AI-saturated world. It benefits the reader by shifting attention from AI convenience stories to system-level consequences, speed, opacity, incentive misalignment, and contagion. That perspective can improve real-life decisions, from how you evaluate investment narratives to how you assess job and business exposure to financial instability. The value also lies in the way Rickards connects AI to familiar crisis mechanics such as liquidity shortages, policy mistakes, and confidence shocks, making an abstract topic concrete for non-engineers. Compared with many AI books that focus on productivity tools or ethics in isolation, MoneyGPT emphasizes macrofinance, institutional behavior, and the architecture of markets, offering a distinctive lens that few general AI titles provide. If you want a cautionary but actionable guide that links emerging technology to the real-world plumbing of money, banking, and central banking credibility, this is a compelling purchase that complements both mainstream investing books and technical AI introductions. If you would like to support James Rickards, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share.